Do you know how bloody contagious that is, Nia?
Well, it's not like I did it on purpose. If you weren't manhandling me all the time, you might have avoided catching the shankers.
Shankers?
I shoot him a forlorn look. In all the places the sun don't shine. They're in my throat, too. And if I cough...
He pales, then glances at the boat.
Perhaps I needn't worry about their passports, then.
The cop casts another worried look at the boat.
He starts to turn and walk away, and my chest unclenches. But before he takes another step, he freezes. As he turns back to the boat, his brow furrows. Slowly, a look of fury crosses his features. I turn to see who he's looking at. Malo, his little pointed ears showing through his dark curls. The cop opens his mouth to shout, but Raphael jabs him in the throat. It all happens so quickly, I can hardly register what he's done. The cop falls to the ground, choking and gurgling. My heart gallops in my chest, my eyes wide with horror. Raphael reaches down, grabs the cop's head and jaw, and swiftly twists. The policeman's body sags. I stare, shocked. Just like before. 1 minute someone was standing there alive, and the next moment, gone. I had no idea someone could kill a person that silently and efficiently with only his bare hands.
Quick, grab that net there.
Out of reflex, I follow his instruction, grasping a tangled, weighted fishing net and numbly handing him the edge.
Help me.
He wraps the net around the body. I try to help him, my fingers trembling. What am I doing? When the cop is wrapped up, Raphael kicks him into the sea. With the weights tied to the net, the body instantly sinks. My heart is still racing when Raphael grabs me by the bicep and drags me up the gangplank. I stumble onto the deck.
What's happening?
He knew your name, which means the other cops might know your name too. We can't stay here to get interrogated.
I have a million more questions, but no time to ask them. I lick my lips, tasting salt. What am I going to do in this situation? Fight off the lethal armed spies with my purse? Already, Vivian is sidling up to him.
How long until they find his body?
There's a strong westerly undercurrent here. He'll be dragged a mile away, but we need to go now.
His glance darts back to the beach.
The nearest police station is just 230 yards away. They might come looking for him. I reckon we have about 7 minutes to get out of here.
I'm not going with you.
Vivian raises her sword.
The thing is, we're not asking.
My stomach drops. I stare at her, my thoughts racing. Wisps of her blonde hair lift in the wind, and she watches me with pale eyes. Usually I'm good at figuring out what people want, and using that to get what I want, too. But right now, my mind is drawing a blank, because this woman is not about to back down.
Cast off! Everyone's on board!